This call is being recorded.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us here on This Needs to Be Said. Our friend, attorney Peter Daigle, is joining us, and we're going to talk about mortgages and bankruptcy. And there are some programs, or there is a program that he wants to share with you on today that you may be familiar with and how it affects you if you find yourself in a situation where you need to determine if you're staying in your home or not, if bankruptcy is an option for you or not. Welcome back, Peter. How are you?
Hey, great, Catherine. Thank you for asking.
I want to talk about the, is it mortgage bankruptcy? Let's see how this affects some people. Let's talk about
it. So up until December of this year, there were a series of government programs, the Making Home Affordable Program, which is a program where the government subsidized a certain portion of the payments in the trial periods that folks were making, waiting for a permanent loan modification on their home. And so the banks were flush with funds from the government that enabled trial periods to start and see whether or not they would be qualified for a permanent loan modification. This resulted in quite a few loan modifications being approved over time, but that program expired in December of this year. And unless you had an application pending that hadn't been acted on yet, the program has expired. And those ones that an application is pending have to be resolved by September of 2017. So for those folks that missed out and still want to modify their loans, there's some help because the banks still have the option to do in-house modifications, not involving government funding, but in-house modifications where they would agree to modify the loans for homeowners who are serious about trying to keep their home and have the ability to pay. And it's always been about the ability to pay. Obviously, everybody wants to save their home, but without the ability, the banks weren't approving the loan modification. So you're still able to apply for the loan mods through an in-house program. But bankruptcy has always been an option for individuals and families that are unable to modify their loans, where without the bank's approval in a Chapter 13, you can take the mortgage arrears, that amount that you got behind on, and you can build it into a five-year repayment plan. And that's allowed as a matter of law. You don't need the bank's approval for that. So in a Chapter 13, you could stop the foreclosure process going on begin repayment of the arrears on a payment that would last for 5 years. And at the same time, you could also apply for a loan modification if things improved with your job or something happened, because usually the reason why the loan modifications are denied is that the individuals don't have the income to support a payment. But what the bankruptcy does is it allows you some time to sort of regroup, and we're able to, then start making payments on a regular basis, and then you'd be more of a candidate for a loan modification at that time. So it's one of the tools that you can use, and especially if you have a lot of equity in your home, meaning that you could sell it for more than what you owe on it. It just protects that equity while you get yourself reorganized.
Okay. So again, Peter, you're sharing with us options that people have. And let me ask you a little more, even though some people have missed this program, if they would have applied in time, what does it do for them? Let me understand that better.
What it does is the banks are using the government's money to assist in bridging the gap between during the trial period that they're making. So the government stepped in with funds and said, we want to help homeowners out, and the banks were able to use those funds to subsidize payments in the short term and allowed the folks a chance to show that they can make those payments, that they're serious about being able to make a payment each month. So that program has expired. So there's no more government funding under what's called the HAMP program. And so now folks are on their own to try to negotiate.
So the time has passed for people to be able to get that program. Is that what you said?
Right, right. It expired in December.
Okay. Okay. So with that option being gone, for the people who did take advantage of it or they have an application pending, they're okay with that option. Now, for people who missed that deadline or didn't know about the program for whatever reason, what their option is now, you're saying, is to talk with their bank, but they need to have a way to make their mortgage. Let me make sure I'm understanding you clearly.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, in the past, the government gave a hand, okay, and had some funds available to subsidize, the banks and the payments that were being made. Those subsidies are gone. Okay, so the bank can no longer tap into the government to receive assistance. The bank has to make a decision on its own with the homeowner directly whether or not they have any interest in trying to save this home and make payments. So the bank will just analyze it and have to make a decision on their own whether or not this is a good loan for them or not. And there's no more funding available to help them with that.
Okay. So they would definitely have to go straight to their bank and work something out if they're trying to keep their home. Okay.
Right. And if that didn't work out, you always have the bankruptcy option. You always have that option.
Right. And so they can come and talk with you or call and talk with you to sort that out. And I want to make sure that we put this out there, that this isn't a one size fit all solution. So you need to talk with Peter about your specific situation so he can give you more details. We're talking about mortgages and bankruptcy at this time. And you just may have some other elements that we didn't discuss in this conversation on today that may make things a little different or a lot different for you. So, Peter, I want to stop for a second just to give people your contact information, and then I have a couple of other questions for you. So how can they get in touch with you outside of This Needs to Be Said?
They can go online at degalawoffice.com, and there's all kinds of information that they can receive online. They can also email me through our on the website, or they can call me. And my phone number is 508-771-7444.
All right. And I know we've had you on many, many, many times before talking about this, but it's been a little while. I think that people think of bankruptcy and they get scared. And then the other thing is maybe they're late on one or two payments and they think that that's the time to go into bankruptcy. What is the appropriate time frame to be considering bankruptcy, or is there one?
Well, I mean, you want to do it before the sheriff is at your door, and there's an auction being held. So that's the last resort you have, and you may not want to see your name in the newspaper being foreclosed on. So that's a couple of months prior to the auction date, anyway. So at least 2 to 3 months before they actually an auction would be to occur would be the latest you want to call. And if you're in trouble and you've got there's going to be a problem down the road, you should get the ball rolling and talk to an attorney as soon as possible, but certainly not later than 2 or 3 months before the auction date.
And you're going to have paperwork that's going to let you know what the next steps are, what the bank is intending to do. So you're not going to be caught by surprise unless you don't open your mail. So I'm not recommending you don't open.
Certified mails and sheriffs, they usually bring the bad news.
Yeah, so you won't miss that and know what your next steps are. Yeah, absolutely. And what I've learned from you, Peter, in our conversations is that it's not something to be nervous about. And just give us a couple of benefits, refresh our memory on a couple of the benefits of having this bankruptcy as an option, having bankruptcy as an option.
Well, bankruptcy is sort of the last resort, obviously. What you really want to do is you want to try to work out all your alternatives first, and not go, because the loan modification generally takes the mortgage arrears, what you're behind on, and puts it at the back end of the loan. So if your loan were to be fully paid off, let's say in 2030, you may not now get paid off to 2031 or 32 because whatever you owed in mortgage arrears is would go to the end of it. Or a bankruptcy, you have to pay it back over the next 5 years. So whatever you are delinquent on, so it's not the best option to file the bankruptcy. It would be only if you can't get the loan modification approved. That would be that's the preferable option.
But it gives you an opportunity to reset things if you have to go that way. So all is not lost. And I know that we get attached to our things. We get attached to, the way people perceive us and the lifestyle that we're living. And sometimes, life happens where you're not able to stay in that space, and someone like Attorney Daigle can help you, sort things out. He can definitely tell you things that you need to consider. So don't try to do this on your own. I encourage people to talk with an expert. Years ago, when I started my business and people told me, talk with an expert, the first thing that came in my mind, Peter, was it's going to be too expensive. They're going to try to take advantage of me. And it really was fear of me not knowing what could happen. And so a lot of times I didn't do anything, and it cost me more money to not do anything, to not try to find out what a solution could be for my specific situation, whether, when I wasn't talking about bankruptcy, but any particular thing that I didn't have the knowledge for. And you've gone to school and you have many years of experience. And why would I try to do this on my own when I don't have to? And that's what I want that this needs to be said audience to understand. You don't have to try to figure it out on your own. There's some things we do, but this isn't one of those things. And more than likely, you have people that depend on you that are in that home with you or benefiting from whatever the resources are, cars or finances. And that's going to be affected if you don't ask somebody who knows their way around being in a tight situation. I want to say that because, as you said, Peter, bankruptcy is the last resort. So he wants to help you pick what's the best option for you, not just have you come in and take advantage of you. That's not what I have people come on this needs to be said for. They come on to help you, to educate you, and to show you, other options. Because we get nervous. We get nervous and we panic and we scream fire and we just a knee-jerk reaction. So you have someone like Attorney Daigle here that can help you calm down and make the best possible decision for you and your family. Did I sum that up pretty
Well
well?
said. Well said. Well said.
I think you've taught me well here. I love when you come and share the information with the audience because it takes the sting out of I made a mistake or I'm doing something wrong or I was bad or I wasn't responsible. Things happen even when you put your best foot forward. It just happens. So, how do you work around that obstacle? Peter, thank you so much for being on This Needs to Be Said. Do you
Okay,
have
Kathy,
more you want
great.
to share on this topic?
I think we covered it. I think we covered it.
Awesome. Let's finish up with letting them know one more time how to get in touch with you outside of This
Sure,
Needs
you
to Be
can
Said.
reach me by phone at 508-771-7444 or at daigleloffice.com, DAIGLE lawoffice.com.
Awesome. Until next time, Peter, have a wonderful day.
Okay, thanks, Catherine. Bye-bye.